the second day of the blessed month of Bermuda, the martyrdom of Saint Christopher. On this day, Saint Christopher was martyred. This saint had an unsightly look and the body of a giant, but his soul was good and gentle. When he was captured by the soldiers of the pagan Emperor Decius, he admonished them for afflicting the Christians. The captain of these soldiers beat Christopher severely until the saint said to him, "If it were not for the command of Christ, which teaches me not to do unto others as they do unto us, otherwise you and your soldiers could not be delivered from my hands." When Decius knew about Christopher, he sent 200 soldiers to bring him in. On their way, they ran out of bread except for a little of it. And Christopher prayed, and God blessed that little bit of bread, and it became abundant. The soldiers marveled and believed in the Lord Christ, the God of Christopher. When they arrived in Antioch, Syria, they were baptized by the hands of Abba Paul, the patriarch. When Saint Christopher came before the Emperor Decius, the emperor was frightened from Christopher's appearance, but he tried to charm and persuade and deceive him to deny Christ. Then the emperor sent 2 beautiful women to make him fall into sin with them. But Saint Christopher told the women about the Lord Christ, and they came to believe in Christianity. And the 2 confessed their faith before the emperor, who ordered that the women be beheaded, and thus they received the crowns of martyrdom. As for Saint Christopher, he was cast into a hot cauldron of fire, but no harm came upon him. The people who were present were amazed, and they believed in the Lord Christ. And then the soldiers came forward to remove him from the cauldron, but the emperor ordered that these people be beheaded. The emperor finally ordered that a heavy rock be hung from the neck of Saint Christopher, and he be thrown into a pit. However, an angel of the Lord took him out safely. When the emperor became weary of such going-ons, he ordered that Saint Christopher be beheaded, and so the great saint received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1327 A.D., Pope Ioannis IX, the 81st Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was born in the city of Nacios. When he grew up, he went to one of the monasteries of Naqada in Upper Egypt, and he became a monk by the name of Ioannis el Nakadi. He lived in asceticism, prayers, and fasting, along with reading and contemplation. When the fame of his virtues became well known, the bishops and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose him patriarch after the departure of his predecessor, Pope Ioannis VIII. He was consecrated pope by the name of Ioannis IX in the year 1320 AD. During his days, a vulgar street person incited mob action against the cops and destroyed many churches. Sultan Muhammad ibn Qalawun desired to punish those who incited the civil disobedience. However, the Mamluk princes calmed his outburst by claiming that this devastation was the will of God. The Mamluk ruler and the princes desired the Coptic money and their endowments for themselves. 1 month later, many fires were ignited, and the Coptic people were blamed for setting these fires to revenge the destruction of their churches. The Sultan summoned the Pope and introduced to him 3 Christians who confessed to starting the fires. And the Pope wept and said, "Christianity commands us to love and forgive. However, God willed to vindicate the Coptic people from these accusations, for later on it was proven that the ones who caused the fires were not Coptic. In spite of the devastation, which continued for months, many churches were destroyed, and hundreds of Coptics were martyred. Sultan Qalawun issued an order for the Christians to wear blue turbans and forbade them from riding horses and mules. The one who rode his donkey had to ride it backwards. And he also forbade the Christians from attending public baths without a bell hanging from their necks. And he forbade the princes from employing Christian scribes, and he expelled those who were employed by the Sultan. Because of the frequent attacks against the Christians, that forced them to avoid walking in the streets. Grief overcame the Pope, for he could not go to the monastery of St. Macarius to consecrate the holy Myron, nor take a pastoral visit to his wounded flock. Bishops and priests could not leave their places except after sunset, and so they dedicated themselves to prayers until the storm had calmed down. Pope Ioannis did not enjoy a period of peace, which later came, for the Pope did not live very long, and he departed after only 6 years and 6 months of being on the apostolic throne. He was buried in El Nastor Monastery. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.